tree on the rugged trail toward the balcony. A child of the 20th century, a dried up Goliath and a weasel named Fee. Far away in another place, a fading beauty named Lily Grace. A gospel singer with pox on her face and a bamboo cane to help her keep the pace. Fee was a Buddhist prodigy, long past the age of maturity. Someday he knew it would set him free, like it did for Floyd the chimpanzee. His heart was jumping like a kangaroo, like a beast in a cage in an old Dutch zoo. He was hopping and jumping in wooden shoes. But Floyd was jealous and alone. He wanted Millie for his own, a desperate craving in his bones. Their love, he said, I will not condone. Then one day on a ship to Quebec, Floyd found me and Millie on a lover's trek. He picked up a bottle and broke off the neck. It sliced through the air and Fee hit the deck. Astonishing speed, and as the shark circled in and began to feed,